Okay, so the topic for today is the nature of the Kriya Parshas Shkolim. The Mishnah in Maseches Megillah tells us that we read Parshas Shkolim. First Machar, Rosh Chodesh, Adar, Shachalis, and Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, Adar, and Shabbos, according to Parshas Shkolim, then you have three Sefer Torah, right? Chaliyos, Mesocha, Shabbos, like this year. Rosh Chodesh is on a weekday. Makdimim L'Sha'avar, you read it in the last Shabbos of Shvat. So we have a din of Kriyas Parsha Shkolim. The Gemara quotes the first mission in Shkolim. It's not Hasam. That's the first mission in Shkolim that tells us that there was a din of Mashmim ala Shkolim. Seems to be some type of achraza, a way of reminding people to bring their Shkolim. And the Gemara explains, how do you know that? Amr of Tevi, Amr of Ishaya, Amr Kra, Zos olas Chodesh b'chodsha. Amr Torah Chadesh v'havei korav v'mitzuma chadasha. We darsh in the pasuk in Pinchas. Zos olas Chodesh b'chodsha teach us that there's a need to bring the new korbanos from the new monies. Okay. So the came in the Nissan boy la kruve yichuva chadasha makrin and karina and be'echad v'ada ki heichei teleisu shkalim l'mikdash. So the minister says that since in Nissan you have to bring the new from the tshuva chadasha, so you bring the shkalim in Adar to be ready for the new korbanos to be brought from the new monies in Nissan. Rashi there says on the Mishnah according to Parshas Shkalim, lo diya shaviu shkleim ba'adar kidei shiyikruvu be'echad v'nissan in tshuva chadasha gadimim v'gemara. So Rashi says, so it's interesting, you have the Kriya and you have the Achraza, the Mishnah in Megillah versus the Mishnah in Shkalim. So what's the relationship between the two? So Rashi says, well, Diya Shiavyu Shiklayim on the Kriya. Rashi says, the reason you read is to remind us, which is a little bit odd, because don't we have the Achraza to remind us? So the Cheshach Shlomo there, or Shlomo of Vilna, he wrote Hagalos on Shas, he had a famous brother also, Rav Bezalel of Vilna, the Mar Cohen. He was a big Oev Tzion, very involved in raising money to buy lands in Eretz Yisrael. The legend is that when Herzl came to Vilna, he went out with the Sefer Torah to greet Herzl. And he told him that, the legend is he gave him the Sefer Torah, he said, you're going to greet the Mashiach with the Sefer Torah. But in any case, he was a Oev Tzion. His kids also were very involved. He had a son who became a Rav in Vilna after him, who was also very involved, Avram Yaakov HaKohen, who died like right at the beginning of the war, but like before the Nazis came. He died, the Russians were already there in Vilna. And he had two son-in-laws who were also big, Chov Vitzion, Rav Yehuda Lev Dan Yichye, who was here, he made Aliyah, and he had another son-in-law, Rav Nachum Greenhuis, who is actually the grandfather of Nachum of the Mir, Nachum Pertzavitz, his grandfather, Rav Nachum Greenhuis, who was a big Chov Vitzion, very involved with Rav Reines. They say at the end of his life he changed his mind, that he was raising money to buy lands, then he found out some of the money was going to the gymnasium, to the secular school, so he changed his attitude towards, you know, the whole question of being involved together with the secular Zionists was a big question at the time. Anyway, Cheshach Shlomo, or Shlomo Vilna, was very active and positive towards the Chibat Tzion. Chalom Vilna was like a, it's interesting, the historical visionism. The Macheshes was the last, it was called the war, right? The Macheshes, Rav Chanach Eiges, was a big Mizrachist. It's just interesting how people perceive history. In any case, Lamaisa, the Cheshach Shlomo there on the in Shkalim, the first Mishnah, he comments on this relationship between the Hachraza and the Kriya. What exactly do you need both of them for? The Akhav Adar Mashmimel Shkalim, L'chora Haya Nire, the Hadar Mashmimel Shkalim, Haynu Kriyas Parsha Shkalim. The Tikno Chazal, Likras Birash Chodesh, Adar. So he starts up saying that when the Mishnah says Hachrizin al Shkalim, that means Kriyas Parsha Shkalim. It's the same thing. The Gemara quotes, as I just read, on the Mishnah that speaks about Kriyas Parsha Shkolim, and quotes the Mishnah of Achrizim. So maybe it's the same thing. Maybe the Achraza is the Kriya. So it's true that it sounds like that from the Gemara Megillah. It's really the same thing, but says the Cheshach Shlomo, the Rishonim don't sound that way. They sound like two separate halachas. There's a din of achraza, which is just a proclamation, and then there's the din of kriya. It's a separate halacha. The kachu lehedi Yerushalmi kan my mashmin Rav Huna Amar machrizin. So the Yerushalmi says beforeish that achraza mashmin is achraza. It's not kriya parshas shkalim. Okay, so what do you need both? What do you need also the kriya and also the achraza? They're both accomplishing the same thing. We're familiar with the halachas of Purim. They have places where they didn't always have a minyan. So maybe the places of the minyan were sufficient to have the kriya Torah. That reminds them. So it's not a minyan, they need the achraza to remind them.
And the kriya is bad for
them. That's the same thing. And then he says, so why don't they just do achraza? What do you need the kriya at all? Achraza is good for the small cities, it's good for the big cities. So achraza l'chud l'ratzul lismach mishum d'shema ika irish t'loha yo v'eis achraza k'nimi yivamos. There are a few Gemara quotes that sound like achraza is not foolproof. People sometimes, you know, missed that day, they didn't get the notice, etc. So you need the kriya, you need the achraza. V'adah yekriya z'charcha yedu prepare te adhine mitzvahs n'sina chatzina shekel, and how much to give. So the Chesach Tomo essentially says that we have two ways of reminding people to give shkalim. One is the hachraza, that's the first mishnah in shkalim, and the second is the kriya, and they're both necessary for different circumstances. But the purpose of parshas shkalim, says the Chesach Tomo, is like the hachraza. It's a way of reminding people to give the shkalim. But if you look at the chinuch, source number four. He has a different take. The Chinuch writes, "Mitzvahs nesinas v'chasid shekel b'shana." There's a mitzvah to give a machzis shekel every year. No hagis is not a bayis. The mitzvah is knowing is not a bayis. Then he continues, "V'achshav avroseinu she'ein lanu mikdash v'lashkalim nagu kol Yisrael l'zecher l'davar likros v'beis haknesses v'chol shana v'shana parshazu shakite ki tisa ad v'lakakta kesef v'kipurim." So what's the purpose of the kriya according to the chinuch? No, Kol Yisrael is zecher hadavar likros veis kneses. It's essentially a zecher for the nesina. So we have over here on the board kriyas parshas shkalim. What's the purpose? Cheshek Shoma says it's a purpose lahazkir. It's essentially like the mashmir shkalim. According to the chinuch, what's the purpose of reading parsha shkalim? It's a zecher. Zecher for what?
The
sinas shkalim. We can't do the mitzvah of sinas shkalim, so we want to remember it, so we read the parsha shkalim. If you look,
it's kind of bizarre.
It's bizarre. Why is it bizarre? Right. Maybe.
I think even the Chinuch probably agrees that it initially started off as some type of achraza type of thing. And the Gemara says he ate the lice of shkalim and mikdash.
But that the Gemara is talking about the mishnah in shkalim. The Gemara is not talking about the kriya. The question is why it's like a disconnect. The mishnah speaks about the reading. The Gemara quotes the mishnah in shkalim and then it says that's for in order that people should bring. It's unclear if that's also going on the kriya or it's only the achraza.
Either
way, Gemara is relating that.
I don't think it's not the Tran of the Chinuch. I don't think it's the Tran of the Chinuch. You're saying it doesn't sound like a Gemara. I hear you. But
no, either way, it's strange. There's no reason to read it at that time.
So you could say that it's a Zecher, not to the Nesina, but Zecher to the Achraza. There is an understanding, I'm going to get to it a little later, that maybe it's not a Zecher for the Nesina, but it's a Zecher for the Achraza. This is the time of Achraza. We don't have Achraza anymore, so we read
There's
it.
There's no reason why we would have enacted to begin it at that time if it was a Zecher.
It's odd. I agree. In effect, it's odd. There is a third shot, or maybe a fourth shot now. Okay, the first shot is Ha'askir Latet. It's a reminder to give. The Chinuch says it's a Zecher to the Sina. Some say it's a Zecher for the Achraza. And there is a third shot. If you look here in the Levush, It's also the Chashulchan says the same thing. The Mishavura quotes it from the Levush. Parsha Shkalim Korin Ech Oso B'Shabbos and Samachol Rosh Chodesh Adar Lefnei Lefanav and B'Shabbos Shkalim Rosh Chodesh Atzmo. The Shadar Hei Mashlim El Shkalim V'Anu Mashlimim Parim Sfaseinu V'Kriyas HaParsha. So this is the concept of the Shalim HaParim Sfaseinu, that it's some type of virtual Hakrava. The Parsha in Maseches Menachos speaks about the fact that Amar Yitzchak might exceed those all Torahs Achatas, those Torahs Asham, Kol Osik, Torahs Chatas, Ilu Hikriv Chatas, Kol Osik, Torahs Asham, Ilu Hikriv Asham. So there's a concept of by learning the Korbanos, the simple Makri of the Korbanos, there is a Machlokas Achronim. If this is limited to Kodshim, special din, Mishal Parim Sasenu, or is a din that applies to all mitzvahs? A person can't put on tefillin, so they should learn the din of tefillin, and that's a virtual Hanachas tefillin, the Mabit. Assumes that way, that it applies to all mitzvahs, and through learning about all mitzvahs, we're able to somehow connect and virtually fulfill all mitzvahs. So a person that doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael, they'll learn about Trumas and Maizvahs, as if they fulfill the mitzvahs of Trumas and Maizvahs. A person, like I said, doesn't have tefillin, whatever, it's anus. So by learning, you virtually fulfill it. That is the opinion of some achronim. Others limited to kachim, it's a special din by kachim. But l'chora, shalom v'adusum would be like kachim. So l'chora, the din of the shalom v'adusum v'seinu would apply. So a third shot over here is we did. Nishalma. Sorry about that.
Is that what he means?
Yeah, it's a virtual, virtual.
Nesina.
Virtual Nesina. Not a zecher to Nesina, but a virtual Nesina. Veseder. So a couple of nafkaminas, just very briefly. First nafkamina, did they read the Parashat Shkalim in time of the Mikvah? She had a question.
Just curious, according to the Mishnah, Shlomo has to give us seis.
Yeah.
So maybe this might be one of the nafkaminas that happen nowadays where we can't give. We still do it because the since the right to the
potentially, yeah, yeah. We don't have a second, we continue doing it. So let's, we're going to get the exact opposite nafkamina. What about Zana Mikvah? Did they read Parashat Shkalim in time of the Mikvah? They gave this as a second. So if it was a Haskil Latayt, Bizman Hamikdash. Zaki's saying, so Sahasla Tate, of course. Right? Whereas if it's a Zekhar to the Sina, so Kharanat. What Karnuk is on a Mikdash? And likewise, if it's Nishal Parsha Seinu, if you're doing it, you don't need to read Parshas. It's Nagu.
That doesn't necessarily imply either way. All it means is that you have to explain, if you think of it initially for Askari, you have to explain why you continue to practice that now.
No, if it's a Takana, for
Takana,
it's
not necessarily.
You're saying it was officially invited to
Nagu.
Pardon?
No one's just going to say you have to do a hafraz of Bizman Hazeh. So it could have been that. That was just like, you know, another type of hafraz. So you have to justify why we continue the practice.
So you're saying, in a chinami, the chinach agrees they read it, Bizman
Hamikdash.
Pause.
It's not a new thing, no?
Not at all. That's my point.
You could say what you're saying, exactly.
No. It's not mashing the way. That's my point. All he's saying is, Bizman Hazeh, all we have is this.
Where do you see that? Actually, I was going to say,
I hear the horror about that.
Yeah,
I think it's possible. I hear what you're saying. I'm not convinced one way or other.
Yeah.
But at least it's open after me. I think
yeah.
It's possible that,
right.
That according to the chinuch, you wouldn't have to read the Zohar Mikdash. Possible. Maybe he suffices with Chraza. Especially if you think this is like in place of Achraza,
right.
Again, how the
right.
Initially the Chesed Shlomo was formulating it, that it once upon a time made Achraza, and now we have the Kriya. Like, so, okay. Vizayim. Second Afkamina, the Chomer Achir. It's always an important question to ask, what level, in terms of an obligation, is it Doreis, is it Rabban, is it Minah? The Lashon HaChinuch, as interesting Lashon, Nagu, again, I'm not sure if he means it, but usually we assume it's a Dinja Rabban. Parshas Zohar, we usually assume it's Doreisa, even after the debate, you know, not least Doreisa, but, okay, I mean, maybe the concept is Kriya Samalik is Doreisa, but the Kriya Parshas Zohar doesn't sound like it's Doreisa in the Rambam. In any case, Usually they make a klap, you know, at the bima, Shabbos Zachor, Tereis, every Shabbos Kavana. Fine. The other parishes we assume are Terabana. Maybe part is also discussion, Machabrim is a day that's Tereis. But if you look at the Machzik Bracha L'chida, there's a fascinating shita from the Rishonim that hold all of the Dalai parishes Tereis. So look at the Machzik Bracha, source number 8, the parishes Zachor, parishes Parashem, Asara, Tereis. That's the Lashon of the Machaber that the Machaber speaks, assumes that Zachor, maybe even Parah is Tereis. Is it really true that Daraisa or Magam Shapash's Para? Para certainly is more questionable if it's Daraisa. Vanibo Ni Kasafti Brika Yosef, he references his other sefer in Shachanar, Brika Yosef, to Lachod Divros, according to everybody, Pasha Shkalim and Chodesh Av Daraisa. He assumed, as Dor Pasha, we all assume that the Shkalim and Chodesh are certainly only Jerabana. Atara Isi Besefe El Yerava, he quotes El Yerava, Sherotza Lukdaki, Gnivir Rashwa, Bechidusha, Shakos of Kikon, Pasha's Para, Pasha Zaha. The Kiyotse Ben. The Rashi says the Kriya is sometimes Doraisa when? By Zachar and Para and Kiyotse Behen. So the Yaras and Dayeg, the Kavanas of Pasha Shkali Vachodesh. I think it's not such a strong deal, but okay, it's a deal. But then he says, Gamis Damin Liyodi Kamorega Tosos Rebbe Yehuda, Ksavia the Brachos. Right, there's the same for Tosos Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda Sir Leon, it's a Talmud of the Ri Azagain. Sometimes it's referred to as Tosas or Yehuda Chassid, which is a mistake. Yehuda Chassid is a different person. But this is a Yehuda Sir Leon, who was the Rav in Paris, the Rebbe of Yechiel in Paris, one of the Bali Tosas. So we have the Tosas of Brachos, and there it's the Furish. He writes in the beginning of the second parak of Brachos, Rizi Bereish Parak Hayakore, Daphne Gimel, Shekasav, Vizel Shon, a parish Rashi, a parish based in Megillah, the Gemara in Megillah, Navi Zion, quote Shitas Rebbe. And Rashi there comments on Shitas Rebbe that the Likros of Sefer Torah, right? I forget the lesson of the Gemara, it's Nitna Likros, right? The Gemara is talking about Kriya Shema, that's in Hebrew, Shalom Shalom. So there's a drasha on a pasuk. So Rashi says over there in Megillah that when you read Kriya Shema, you can read it in any language, but when you read the Torah, you have to read it in Hebrew. What do you mean read the Torah? There's no Kriya Shema in the Torah. So Rashi says, he quotes the Lashon. Lashkam shet kriyas Torah min Torah. Ach yachol iyos shehi min Torah kigon parshas Shkali and parshas Parah kiyotze behem. The Tosfos Yehuda Sirlion and Brachos, but Gimel interprets that Rashi, what Rashi says, the kriyas Torah is Doraisa, as saying the kriya of what Shkalim is Doraisa. The kriya of Shkalim is Doraisa. Harim Furish, Hishva Shkalim Lazafar Upara, the cost of Kiyosi Behem, Virayim Echa, Shlokas came to Fitu Zrak and Lashon Yacholios. So he's not convinced. He says, Yacholios, that's the Lashon of the Tosfos from Yehuda, Yacholios, Shehid Minatora, Kugan Parsha Shkalim. So we have a tzad that all the Dalai Parshias are Doraz. Fascinating Shita of Yehuda Sirlion. It's Diag in the Rashba as well. Okay, so like I said, the Parshias is Takanat Rabbanan. From the Chinuch, maybe you would make a dig, it's only a minhag. But we have a shita in Rishonim that it's Doreis. So how would you link this up to the Chakira? If it's Zeichin L'Nesina, again, if you take it seriously, getting back to this point, then what? What would you say?
Yeah,
Rabbanan is Doreis. It would be Durabanan or Minha. If it's Neshama Paris HaSeim, here's a little tricky. What would you say, first glance? Shalom Parish HaSeinu.
Is the mitzvah to give?
There's a mitzvah to give, and we can't give, so we learn in place of giving. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? What are you telling me?
Mitzvah
for sure is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So you think it's passion, it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa, it's passion, it's only d'rabbanan, let's say. Okay? I thought it was interesting because in Gemara and Megillah, on the, I think, Lamed Aleph, Gemara says that Avrovinu asked the Vakal Be'eda Kirishena. I don't have it on the source sheet. So Hashem says, oh, Mitzvos Korbanos. So says Avrovinu, Teinach, Mitzvos Mikdash Kayam, Zanche, Eina Mikdash Kayam, how are we going to get to Eretz Yisrael? So Hashem Vakal says, oh, say the Seir Korbanos, and Maila, Nia Kosu, Kiilu, and Krafti. So that's a lesson for Hashem Vakal. Hashem says that oh, I'll You'll say the Korbanos, and so it's a Kiyum Doraisa. Getting back to the, not the Zayin and Lashon, it's not a Kiyum Doraisa, it's a Kiyum Doraisa. Potentially it's the Raisa of the Pashas, it's Rabbanon, I'll put it in the brackets, Ulai, Kiyum Doraisa, you know, potentially, like if you think of Gemara in Megillah, you're very serious. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, it says, say the Korbanos, and people, there's some, there's a few people who are into Korbanos, So they take that Gemara very seriously. You know, cut the shalur, they say korbanos because it's keeping the world going. Okay, this is it. If you assume that this is midin v'achraza, there's a din of achraza, because there was no exam of mikdash, and this is like the second half of achraza, because it says there's achraza the outside of shul, there's achraza inside of shul, because some places they didn't have shul, and some places they don't come to shul, and you're like, you need both. Would that be the rice of drabanim? What do you tanya?
More of a tzad, that might be the rice, I mean, maybe.
So,
hand in hand with the nesina.
So I'm not sure. You could say it's Rabbanan, as a way of reminding you. Zaki is what says to write. So you have some precedent for this. That like, you know, before a person goes to mikvah, they v'chiv iyun. V'chiv iyun midaraisa. You have to like be sure that you're doing it right. And there are some precedents, especially when it comes to the world of korbanos, mishmeres, and you making sure that things are done properly. It could be that it's part of the list of midaraisa, not only to give, to make sure that you're going to give properly, we'll have korbanos. It would be a little more of a chiddush to say that. But it's potentially midaraisa. Like I'll say, pashtus Rabbanan. Pashtus Rabbanan, and then in the brackets again, Ulai Dereisa. Okay. And again, if you hold Zekel Asina, it says obviously only Dereban. Third, Nafkamina.
The only clear of Yehuda Pashas in the first one. Pashas.
Right. I would think that the Shita of Yehuda, certainly on, would, if you get it's still Tchit either way, but maybe you could explain it if you hold that the Achraz is part of the mitzvah, like I said, with the Tchit. Or maybe if you hold that Nishan Parim is a Dindaraisa, then it's a Chiyuv, and then people will think that saying Korban in the morning is a Chiyuv. Right? The question of the Lashon of the Ramah, Nahu, some people assume that it's actually a Chiyuv, some of the Chalim, you know, Tommy is actually a Chiyuv, and the other Korbanos are just in Minah, but there are people who play up the Korbanos, and maybe the Nishan Parim is saying it's a Chiyuv. Although, I guess, nothing doesn't like that, right? It's a Chiyuv.
Yeah, it's a
Chiyuv. Okay. Fine.
It would be more kiddush to say also that it's a chiyuv kriya mitzibur the sacred Torah, but that's even much more kiddush.
Right. Okay. The Gemara in Maseches Megillah and Avlamin obeys wonders whether or not on these al parshios we read the parshios of Shavua and then the maftir is the kriya of shkalim etc. Or do we skip the Parsha Shavua? What comes Yom Tov, what do? We skip the Parsha Shavua. Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, we don't read Parsha Shavua. We only read Yom Tov. What's the halacha here? So if you look at the Gemara, so someone the Chamish is Chosim Kesidra. The Mishnah says you go back after the fifth week, after the four Parshas are done, you go back Kesidra. The Seder Mai, Rav Ami Amal Seder Parshio Suchoser, Rav Yirmi Amal Seder Aftara Suchoser. So we assume like Rav Yirmi that we continue to read the Parsha Shavua. Just be a special haftarah. But according to the first day of the Gemara, Rav Ami, you don't read the Parsha Shavua. You're off. There's davening shorter that week. It's just the kriya of the Dal Parshas. So what's the debate? So if you look at the Nesiv, the Meroli Sadeh, it says like this. The Seder Mai, Rav Ami, Amar, the Seder Parsha Shavua, Rav Yimi, the Seder Haftarah Shavua. Nira, the Machloks, and Talia, the Parsha Zohar, Havim, and the Torah, Amid Rabban. Why isn't a Yom Tov Yomi the regular Parsha first? For Rosh Chodesh of Aim of Seeking, Rosh Chodesh you just read after. Elanir Abishun, the Kriyas of Parshios, Eina Ela Takanas Moshe. Kriyasa Sofek Maruba. Reading the Torah is Takanas Moshe. But she ain't can Kriyasa Muatos, Ksiv Ela Muad Hashem, Tosin Shiv Korin is one, having the Torah. Reading the Parsha on Yom Tov is Din Daraisa, Ela Muad Hashem. And if you assume it's not Teresa, but it's at least it's a higher level drabana. It's a drabana with an asmachta. Says the Netziv, you can't read the Parsha Shavua before the Parsha of Yontif. Why? Because it's passnit to read a takana smosha before a din that's potentially Teresa. Well, the Akhish of Mu'adim, you can't read the Parsha of the Mu'adim first. Kamke Mi'efshar, Taha Seder Hayom Havi Tadir. So you have the concept of Tadir. Shumachi Psiko Legam. So it says in the Tziv, the Machlok is here between Rami and Yirmiya. So whether or not you just read the Haftorah or you stop the regular Seder Parshias, Legamre is the Machlok of whether or not it's Torah Rabban. And if it's Torah, then you won't read the Parsha Shavua. And if it's Rabbanan, you'll read the Parsha Shavua, you'll just read the Dal Parshias after. Now he's only talking about Zachar. But it's first in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, we're talking about all Dal Parshas. So the Chamishi, Yerchos L'Sidran. So he might, maybe he assumes that you read Sirion, that they're all the Raisa. When he says Zachar, could be he thinks that the other ones are Aga. That if by Zachar we're going to do this, we're going to do it by all the other ones as well, even though it's just, you know, three out of one. Pardon? Meaning, even wow. If the Dalai Parshas is a Drabbanan, the other Dalai Parshas is a Drabbanan, since Zachar is Dereisa. So, by that, we're going to, you know, according to the Yerbia, we're going to push off the Parshas of Shavua for all of them, apparently. That, he doesn't really deal with that issue. So, this potentially is Nafkamina, it follows from the previous Nafkamina, if we assume that Shalom is to potentially Dereisa, say there, you know, Parshios or Haftoros. What do you chose here? So you tell me. That if it's a Zekra and a Nesina, then would we stop the Parsha Shavua or just the Haftarah?
Probably just change Haftarah.
Just Haftarahs. Whereas here, according to these Stadim, there's one to talk about, it's hard to know, but there's one to talk about, it certainly flows from the previous Haftarah Kamina, that's the Reis, if you assume that, even though it wasn't Bukhar either, which is really interesting. There's also a fascinating debate in the Gemara earlier on, the Chasam Bay, is what Parsha we read. We know from our experience that we go to Shul, and we read Parshas Ki Tisa, which is often close to the Parsha Shavua anyway, which creates a whole issue, you know, what happens if it falls out, you know, with the Sugya, it's the same Parsha, whatever. But the Gemara says, my Parsha Shkolim, Rav Amar Tzavis Vene Yisrael, Amarta Aleim, is Korbin Nechmi. According to Rav, you don't read Parshas Ki Tisa, you read Parshas Pinchas. Shmuel Amar Ki Tisa. Bishlam Amar Ki Tisa, I knew the Kari Bay Parsha Shkolim. Tisa makes sense. You read about the Shkolim. The Chesivei Shkolim. Elo Lamai, the Amar Es Karbani Lachmi. Why would you read Parshas Pinchas? Hachami, the Shkolim Chesivei Azam. Doesn't say Shkolim there. That's about the Korban Talmid. Says the Gemara, in time and not my Kedir of Tevi. What did Rav Tevi say? If you look back at the first Makar, Rav Tevi said, second line, Amar Kra, Zaz Olas Kodesh Bechodsha, Amar Torah, Chadesh Vavei, Korban Mitzuma Chadasha. The Makar, for the fact that the Shkolim have to be brought in other is Rav Tevi's halacha. A drasha from the pasuk in Pinchas. Chadei Shuva. So it's called as Chodesh Bechodesho. Chadei Shuva. You have to bring the new korbanos from the new money in Chodesh Niz. So, no matter how you slice it, this second opinion, this first opinion of Rav, that you read from Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, is a chiddush. Shmuel's opinion certainly is more mistaber, lechara. That's, in fact, the halacha. Put it on the board. Eze Parsha Kore. Eze Parsha Kore. Well, maybe you can connect it. Come on, maybe you can connect it. What do you find it? That if it's again, Zeker is always the easiest thing. If it's a Zeker from the Nesina, then what would you read? Lachar. You read Kisisa, right? Kisisa is the Nesina. If you read, if it's a virtual Hakrava, a virtual Zina, likewise, read Kitisa. Okay, this. But if you assume that it's a Zecher to the Hakraza, it's Midin Hakraza, it's Midin Hakraza, or maybe it's a Midin Hakraza, right? It's Midin Hakraza. Then what? Then how would you say, like Rav? What's the mokor for the fact that you have to give in Adar? That's a limud from the pasuk in Pinchas. Again, we're assuming the Balbach and the Shul are on Banim. They're going to rehear the pasuk of Zos Olas Chodesh Vachodesha, and they're going to think of Tevi. How can you not? Zos Olas Chodesh Vachodesha, right? And then it turns to me in front of them. Turns to me, they took off. You know, turns to me, wrote a Sefer. And it's a very popular Sefer. A lot of people use Tartu. A lot of people are critical of it, you know, in terms of various interpretations he gives. But, okay. But there's a whole discussion about the Torah Shleima, whatever. Yid comes to Shul, so he has Torah Tumim in front of him. So maybe it's better to read the parasha, not the parasha that deals with the Machas and the Shekel in time of the Mishkan. The parasha that teaches me today, in Adar, I have to give, now, here and now. So Olas Chodesh B'Chodesh. Potentially that would be an Afkamina as well. Maybe you would read Olas Chodesh Bichodcho, assuming that people interpret that mean, Chadei Shuba, like, okay. Yeah. Just a couple more nafkaminas briefly. What about a katan reading the Haftarah? So the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, as in Resh Bei Beis, that a katan could get an Haftarah the whole year. The katan yachal likros parashas musafin. Even a whole year, there's some shuls that do this. Most Ashkenazi shuls don't. I think in some Sfarad shuls, do you ever see kids get aliyah for laughter in Sfarad shuls? In some Sfarad shuls, they do this today.
Yeah, they do.
You see, it's fine even for Ashkenazi. It's just generally not done. But, okay.
They do maftir,
right? So, maftir is just an extra aliyah, so they can get the maftir. Fine. Now, the Mishmura there says, pardon?
They don't read the actual Haftarah, though.
They don't read the Haftarah?
It's from Matthew and then somebody else reads
it. Is that right? Okay. I mean, I don't know if...
It might be the Haftarah just harder.
Okay. In any case, the Ramah paskens that Tanim could get the Maftir even of the Dalai Parshas. Even the Dalai Parshas. The Mishmura brings down, Rafa Pisha Parshas, Zalkar, Hichov, Omen, Atarah, Shishman, and Akal, Adam, Yisrael, Akatan, Inum, Kuyo, Adar, Hakan, Kanri, Parshas, Zalkar. So this says the Mishmura... Who reads? The katan who gets Ali doesn't read. Only the Balkori reads. Balkori is a gadol. So even for Zohar it works. Some say no, even the brachos have to be done by Balkhiyuva, and therefore you shouldn't call a katan for Zohar, even if he's not going to read, just for the brachos. Okay. The chen parshas para. Sheish omim shagam hi min atarit min adreisa v'chein hiskim v'el yiraba Okay. So the Mishmura says it's better not to have the katan for Zohar and for Parah. The Rukhi Eger there quotes the Parah Shoshan, right, the Egyptian Achron, Rav Yeshua Revivo. So he says the Iker, the katan on Yikra, Bidalai Parshios. So katan shouldn't get aliyah for any of the Dalai Parshios. So if you look here, the Binyan Shlomo, Binyan Shlomo is written by Shlomo Gamla, the same author of the Keshek Shlomo, these are his Tshuvas. It's very interesting, if you look at the Tshuvas, this is the Aleph and the Dalet, the Tshuvas is about a page long, you know, a big folio page, two sides, about 10, 15 paragraphs. In every paragraph, he like changes his mind. So usually when you write a Tshuva, so you have an idea, and then either you just say it, and then it's a short Tshuva, or there's a billboard to try to prove it from here and there. Here it's like talk today. He's like said, "Oh, but I'm a sefer keret. I'm a sefer keret." So it's a fascinating read. So I'm just quoting you part of the tshuva, but like you know, if you want to know what he actually holds, you have to see read the last paragraph. So he says like this. If you look about five, six lines down, he says, "Od ikan afkamina." You have it five, six lines after three dots. For od ikan afkamina bin zman habayis la'inda la'inin kader. I think there's a difference between zman habayis to today. The zman habayis near a pashut. What was the purpose of the Kriya? What was the purpose of the Kriya in the Mikdash?
Lashmiya
was Akhraza. It was a function of Akhraza. And therefore, who cares if a Yuma reads or a Katan reads? Talo Haya Rak Lashmiya. Umabekach Shoshomin Meitano Meir Bar Yuma. Who cares if it's a Katan? But in the duchi of likros, fish fell shakri and nechav havasa ukakrava atzmashi mitzvah. But now it's in din of shalom of parps chasenim. It's like a hava, a kri and nechav ki hava. So when Shmuel bar Chiyuva, the kol mi she'inu b'chuyu v'davar inu motzi es rabim yidei chovasa. Wow, says the Vinim Shlomo that bezman mikdash zeicher lahachriz. I'll put it on the board. Right, katan. Can a katan read? So if it was for hachraza, zan mikdash, it's kosher. But if it's for sham parim, the katan is possible. He's not mechuyav davar. Right? Here's a question with Paul. Well, what age are you chayiv? So we assume the Mishnah says the katan patur don't chayiv, right? So there's a rav on that Mishnah at the beginning of Shkolim, where the rav says he has to be 20. We don't assume that way. We assume that you're chayiv in Shkolim as soon as you're bar mitzvah. Meaning the question of counting Am Yisrael from Achas Hashekel, that's a portion of the pasuk that they, when you're 20 they would count in terms of the census. In terms of the mitzvah of Shkolim of the Sinas every year, Shkolim every year, Achas Hashekel, that was we assume it's 13. So the Midrash Shlomo argues that it's not a mikdash, it's been a chraza, even a katan could read. Because it's just a question of reminding people. Whereas Zana says, the virtual akrava, you need to be 13. Okay. Then he says, this was getting to before, Miyum ikra dhamma shaksati lel mishmahi kori parshis shkali v'ina tukubakam hava, ina mokam. Is it really true that it's virtual akrava? After the ima el zeikh el mikdash. Kiyas bada bayis ha'im l'chaim likros k'nei vashmiya tiktum gama ina. Right? This is getting back to Nadal's point, where it says, Zana mikdash ha'im l'chuyav in likros. They would read then, but now we read it as a zeikh to that kriya. And so then he goes back and he changes things. Okay. But in any case, this is one afkamin, and then 5b would be, if you go back to the first line of this paragraph, Zachinu din Chodosh. Zachinu din Chodosh, the inner the leka across the space, and we have leka shkali in Barak, the heart, the inner, on the corner of the inner, will be shvilled, Nisham Barus Vaseinu, the Amir and Echad Kava. In case, call Kadan Shiyase Bar Mitzvah, Barash Kodesh Nisan, the Chuyah Mishwah Barash Shkali, the Zvan Abayis, the Chuyah Vava. Meaning, he wasn't in Lafreya. The kid is born, or Chav Tes Adar. So when Parshas Shkalim comes, he's not bar mitzvah. But when Al Nisan comes, he's Chayim Hava. So this also gets back to the point we made earlier, since the timing of this, he says that we're going to mechayiv you l'mafreya, because since he's Chayim in the Hava, so Amela he's also Chayim in the Shalma earlier, which is interesting. That, can he really do it? He's not bar chiyuv. So this is a fascinating discussion. Yeah, if he's bar mitzvah before Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, he's chayav to give. So he wants to say, therefore, he'll be chayav to read parshas shkalim a month before when he's still a katan. So I'll read it again. Zachinu din chadash, the ina deleka across the space, the leka shkalim rakta had on according to the ina who is filled in the shalom parish to save the ina shalom kava. He came kol katan she yase bar mitzvah Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Mechuyev lishmo parshas shkalim is vana bais hay mechuyev ava. But here it would be chayav, which is, you know, an interesting suggestion. Fine. Just very busy, a couple more afkaminas. The nusach of the Shem Yichud. Kayadua, there's a big debate if it's good or bad to say the Shem Yichud. And many Hasidim, many Sfarim say the Shem Yichud according to mitzvahs. There's a famous, or maybe I should say, infamous truth of Rabbi Yehuda. In Yoredeya at Tzadik Gimel, not Yehuda Kama, Yoredeya Tzadik Gimel, where he described, he was asked about this nusach, and he has very harsh things to say about it, and he suggests that people are leaving, you know, Mekor Mayim Chayim, the Gemara, they're running after these Kabbalistic Inyanim, and the whole purpose of a bracha is the Shem Yichud. It's Chazal already instituted a bracha. The bracha tells you to have kavanas, so you don't need the Shem Yichud. And he says there's some mitzvahs don't have brachas. So there's a mitzvah, don't have brachas, say l'shem mitzvahs tzedakah, l'shem mitzvahs whatever. You don't need to say l'shem yichud. And then he quotes, this is the part that's very controversial, he quotes the last pasuk in Hosea that speaks about Yisharim Darchi Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchu Behem, the Chassid, the Poshim Mikash Behem. And he changes the pasuk to say Yisharim Darchi Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchu Behem, the Chassidim Mikash Behem. So again, the Hasidim had a hard time with Don Yehuda, but he was Don Yehuda, you know, he was one of the most important poskim of that time. So they'd say that he was closer, or I don't know. In any case, so there are some people who are not into saying Shem Yichud, and understandably so. But there are others who think that adds to their Kiyum Mitzvah, and if it adds, so Matov. So what is the Nusach of the Shem Yichud? So if you look here in the Shuk Ma'amar Mordechai, this is Mordechai Eliyahu, the former chief rabbi. He discusses some of the issues that are raised, which is the nature of this kriya. Then he says, "Al kain tov lomar b'nusach b'shem yichud shakodem amiras shkalim hinei anachnu boim lishmoa kriyas parsha shkalim k'eshtik boshtiku chazal l'zecher sheichrizu al nesina smart l'shekel." This is what's interesting. Lashon, it's not zecher to nesina l'chinuch. It's l'zecher sheichrizu al machas l'shekel. It's a zecher for the achrasa, like the Cheshek Shlomo wanted to say initially, that in time of the Mikdash had achrasa, and today we don't have achrasa, so we do the kriya in place of the achrasa, which is, you know, interesting. And then he says, "V'chasta chativne v'yisa mikdash v'heina v'yemeinu the rashi of the kai mitzvah shkalim v'hol." So again, the nusach of the Shem Yichud, the chora would be patterned after the lumbus. That if it's a personal akrava, you'd have something in the Shalom L'chon Shvasenu formulation in the Shem Yichud, that this should serve as a virtual nesina. If you assume it's a zecher to the akraz, a zecher to the nesina, you should say that. And if it's, you know, the original takana of the akraza, like the Chesh Shlomo holds, we should say, we're going to do the akraza now, or part of the akraza, the second half of the akraza. Why we don't do akraza is interesting, meaning, if you hold the Chesh Shlomo, that originally there were two takanas, to do akraza through kriya, and akraza stam in Besdin, why don't we do, we only kept the akraza in shul, I guess because that has more he has a Torah feel to it, so we read the Torah, so we also do it like this. But Tachrasa and Bezin, we just be solely for the purpose of practical giving, we don't have a Bezin Mikdash, so Mela, they weren't the fellow. Yeah?
The one you go, like maybe this is what Nathan was referring to earlier, it makes a lot of sense, Lahaskia, Lahasais.
Yeah.
And what are we struggling with now? Maybe now they change to the Zeicher to that
Prophet. Right, that's one understanding, it's just a Zeicher, that's this over here. But you could say
it was.
The Keshe Shlomo doesn't assume that. The Keshe Shlomo assumes that this is part of the original Takana. We just keep having it.
Even nowadays.
Originally, in Tanya's Mikdash, they also have the Torah and also the Akhrasa, and we just do one of those two things. That's a different way of looking at it. Another nafkamina, I didn't have room on the sheet, but I don't remember the word either, frankly. So just a question, a basic, very important question. Is this a Chovas Yochai or a Chovas Tzim? A person has a stomachache, and he misses Kriyas Megillah. What does he have to do? He has to make it up. He has to. A person has a stomachache and misses Kriyas Torah on a Shabbos morning, what does he do? Absolutely nothing. To Chobos Tzibur. So how do you look at the parshas? Usually when it comes to Zohar, we assume it's a Chobos Yochai, people try to come to Shul, the minhag is that women come, depending on the community. Everybody tries to come and they'll do a second Kriya after, and for Mincha, everybody wants to hear Kriyas Zohar. They don't do that for Shkala. Right? It's read. But you have to make sure to be there. What happens if you have a stomach ache? Should you go to a later minyan? Should you, or you just continue down? You left the show in the middle, you missed Parshas Shalom. So should you have to go run to a later minyan or not? Is it a Chovas Yachid? Is it a Chovas Tzibur? Is there a middle? It's a Chovas Yachid for those who are in the Tzibur. Meaning, could be if you're in the Tzibur, then you have a chiv to hear it. If you're not in the Tzibur, you don't have to hear it. That's the middle formulation. So the minyan Shalom will discuss this a little bit. L'chor is Talayan Rachakira. Namely, what? You tell me. If it's part of the din of akhraza. Chovas Tzibur, right? If it's a zecher and a sina, l'chora it's also a chovas Tzibur. Seriously, if it's a zecher and akhraza, it's a chovas Tzibur, right? If it's a zecher and a sina, it can go both ways. But if it's a neshama punish of seinu,
you hear how people be
you can hear after Chovas Yochid. Again, I don't think we usually assume it's a Chovas Yochid, but this can happen. Meaning, it's like it happened to me. I was in the hospital with my father at Shalom, and I got in the hospital, but it was one of the parashiyos. It wasn't Zohar. So I had a question, should I go leave the hospital to hear the Kriya? So that's a good question. It happens to my side. Fine. And then the last Nafkamina here on the sheet.
What's not supposed to come
out? I think that it's not supposed to come out. Meaning, people try to come, but like, I don't think we're gonna. They don't make a second Kriya. Now there is a question. That's the next Nafkamina sheet, source number 17. What happens if the Tzibur didn't get together that week? This happened in the Corona. Corona hit around again. I think it's probably the next year. Corona hit really Purim time. So it's the following year. Okay. You don't have a minyan that week. It can happen. You don't have a minyan that week. So do you read Parsha Shkolin the next week? Is there a Shloma for Parsha Shkolin? So here there's an article written by Rav Matisyahu Daich in the Shkuna over there in the Shloma. What's it called?
Which one?
Near Shuachat. There's a Shkuna. It's called something Shloma. Ramah Shloma. So Rav or Ramah Shloma. He likes like this. Hine aliv le gavna kama nakriya parhutz kana bzaan diktash. Mash anu korim osa akshav vahav ye ela zecher le etzem osa kriya shahayse bzaan diktash. If you assume the kind of existed then, So then we were, it's a zecher to that. That ain't mitzvahs of Rashkan, no sense. The Imkein Lachora, Nira, the Lashayim Zashlam. It's just a zecher to the Achraza. It's a zecher to the Achraza, it's going with this tzad, the Gerborah Chaliyah, it's a zecher to the Achraza. And therefore, it's Amar Zmana. Lachora, you could say the same thing about the Achraza Mamish, potentially. Or maybe not. Right? So bring in the second week of Adar. You have to bring the korbanos. You have to bring the shkolim. So if you didn't have shul that week, shul was closed because of the coronavirus. So now, the next week, read part of shkolim. If it's closed till after Nisan, then there's no point after Rosh Nisan. Before Rosh Nisan, do it. You can't really shop your cholim od lashlima ad sov achodesh. You can mashlim it ad sov achodesh. Okay, so we saw here was a fourth studying what the nature or the kriya of part of shkolim is. Is it really part of the Achraza, or a parallel to the Achraza? Is it a Zecher to the Sina? Is it a Zecher to the Achraza? Or is it a virtual Akrav and a Shalom person to say no? We saw a couple of Nafkaminas. I just want to conclude with the Sas Emes here at the bottom of the sheet. Bimedrish, Rai Rabi, Olachul Achavas, Zahava. Ankorin, Roin, Shachar, Kolchait, Nitka, Reisol, Adem, Zidibus. By giving, being generous, giving tztaka, it's a way of Shivin Kapar, Tshuva, Sdaka, Tfila, Mavirus Kuzin. Vechenis Arus Ashkali Ba'adar Shu Kmo Elul. So if Nisan, the world was created in Nisan, so the Elul of Nisan is Adar. Vechen Adar Mitoch Ava. So if Elul is more Moradik, more of Yira, Adar is more Ava, Pura. It's all to get us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the koach of Nisan is the koach of Ischachus. These parshas were a hakdama to Nisan. Nisan is all about Ava, all about connecting Kadosh Baruch Hu through love, and we give tzedakah. We give the machzor shekel as a preparatory stage in reaching that state of Ava. Hasheni, haba milamala. We give a half, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, gives us the other half. He call hamitzvos hakol leorer hashoresh lamala. So the Sfas Emes says that these parshiyos essentially are here to be maorer our avas Hashem, that we should come to Nisan in the state of avas Hashem through the sakdama of other, which is essentially a form of chodesh elul.